doesn't Rabbi say, so Rabbi says, doesn't the brother ask, doesn't the Pasuk say, Zevach Rishayim Toeva, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination? Ela Amar Rava, rather Rava says, Hovil v'chata, since he sinned, Afal Pisha his palel, even if he davened tefillah so toeva, his tefillah is an abomination. Now these are not only harsh words, but a declaration of halachic reality, as there is very strong significance to declaring one's tefillah an act of toeva. Tosos records two opinions as to what the exact status of the person's davening is. Tosfos first says, Afal Pisha his palel tefillah so toeva. Even though he davened, his tefillah is an abomination, v'havi me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, and it falls under the category of something crooked that cannot be corrected. The Ri Pirish, the Ri, however, holds, the yachzer of yispalo, rather, what is he allowed to do? He's allowed to go back, and he's allowed to daven again. Tosfos brings down the first opinion that says that his error is not correctable, and he can't rectify his mistake by davening a second time. In other words, reciting what we would call a tefillah's tashlumen. The Ri, however, is not as machmir, and rules that he's able to daven tashlumen. Now, before getting into the crux of their machlokas, one thing is for sure clear. According to both Tosus and the Ri, Rava is telling us that this person has not been yotze his davening, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Now, derech agav, according to the Tosus, the way Tosus understands the Gemara, that we're dealing with a situation where the person should have known better, we would not say this had the tzoa not been found in a place where one would not normally find the tzoa. However, since this is a place where a person could find tzoa, and he doesn't, he's held responsible. So why is this so? An answer brought down by many is that we have a person who is going and reciting the names of Hashem. Here, he has opportunity to elevate himself and bring Kedusha into the world by davening to Hashem. And as the Gemara later on concludes in the fourth parak, replacing the function of karbanos. Someone who's negligent in this area and doesn't realize the impact of what he's doing is missing a big component in terms of his understanding the value of tefillah. Many, therefore, including the Prima God, have explained that this leads to the Chachamim placing a knas on the person, a penalty, punishing him for misappropriating the privilege of tefillah that he was given. As this is so, we now get back to the machlokas between Tosus and the Ri. Later on in the fourth parak, we are introduced to the concept of Zmani tefillah. The times in which a person is permitted to say a particular tefillah, and tashlumen, the ability to make up a tefillah that was missed. The Gemara on the bottom of Chavav and Aleph says, Me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, v'chesron lo yuchal limaros, quoting the same pasuk that Tosfos brought down. Again, quoting the same pasuk that Tosfos brought down, something crooked cannot be corrected. And the Gemara says, what is exactly an example of Me'uvas lo yuchal liskon? The Gemara says, "Ze shebitel kriya shema shel arvis or kriya shema shel shachris," one who purposely missed reciting Shema in the evening or Shema in the morning, o tefila shel arvis or tefila shel shachris, or he purposely missed a tefila in the morning or a tefila in the afternoon or the evening. You know, the Gemara doesn't mention the afternoon, but it does apply the same way as well. And because of this, he is not given the opportunity to say tashlum. You see, one is normally given the ability to make up tefillah only when he missed it due to an extenuating circumstance. However, one who misses tefillah due to negligence does not get that opportunity to make up. And this gets back into the very machlokas between Tosus and the Ri. How do we view this case of a person who should have looked and didn't look? The Birkas Rosh explains that according to Tosfos, when we say he has no opportunity to make it up, we view his actions of having the ability to check and not checking as an example of a pshia, where we learned above, there is no tashlumen. The Ri, who says that your tefillah doesn't count, but lamaisa there is tashlumen, will say while there is negligence, it's not enough to disqualify him from tashlumen. He's given the status of missing his tefillah, and therefore, an allowance is made for him to make it up.
I asked you to do something.
So perhaps we could sum up the machlokas in the following way. How are we characterizing something as an act of pshia? Do we say it means not paying attention, i.e. a passive pshia? Or must there be a more of an active pshia to disqualify the persons from davening? According to Tosos, we say that a passive pshia, not checking, is enough of a reason to disqualify the tefillah. Therefore, if one davens in such a place, He not only does he not get credit for davening, he can't even make it up. According to the Ri, a passive pshia is not pshia enough to disqualify a person. In this case, it will disqualify the davening, but he's still given the opportunity to make it up. This happens to be the opinion of the Ri, and the one that's followed by the Shulchan Aruch, as it says in Siman Ayin Vav Sif Ches, Kar b'makom sheroy le'istapik b'tzoa. If a person recited Shema, or even davened in a place where there's a likelihood that there is excrement there, u'matzoa achar kach, and he actually finds it afterwards, but didn't check before, tzarech lachzor v'likros. Interestingly enough, Rav Moshe writes that the same halacha, we can apply this halacha in a situation not where we're going to find excrement amount, because the truth of the matter is, how often do we find that? It's something that, in general, we don't seem to find too often. Even though, actually, the Shari Tshuva does bring down a case about a person who was walking somewhere at night, stepped in some type of animal excrement, davened, and didn't realize until after he took off his shoes when he came home from shul that he was davening and his shoes were soiled with this particular material. That case would, of course, be an example of a situation where you wouldn't have to check. But when we're talking about a place where you would have to check, Rav Moshe does bring that an interesting case. And it's written in Aruch Chaim Chelek Daled that the same apply with somebody davens and afterwards realized he wasn't wearing a yarmulke. Again, it's something a person should check. A person should know whether he's got something on his head or whether he doesn't have something on his head. The fact that he didn't check when he could have, that's going to disqualify his tefillah. However, Moshe, of course, could be following the Shulchan Aruch, which will tell us. The tefillah might be disqualified. However, it's not going to be enough to actually, it's not going to be enough to actually take it out of the category of Tashlumen, but he will have the opportunity to do Tashlumen as well. Kol Tov, have a wonderful week.